Yuma Perk Dalad Mishnah Beis Kosha Loshan Shel Zahiris Berosh Siyar Mishtaleach. They tied a strip of crimson colored wool on the head of the seir that was to be sent out to the Azazel. Vemido Keneged Beis Shlucho. And they put it next to where they were going to send it out, which is where it actually was standing, which is on the east side, the Shar Nikonar, that gate. But if they were there anyway, why are we saying that they stood it there? The answer is they turned it around. So now it was facing the door. It was facing the gate. V'la nishchat, and the one that was going to be shechted, l'Hashem, keneged beis shchitaso. They put the wool strip by its neck. So this way they wouldn't be mixed up. And they also wouldn't be mixed up with any other animals. The one that was going l'azazel, so the strip was on its head, and the one that was going to get shechted was on its neck. Balo etzel paro shnia. So now the Kohen Gadol went to his par a second time. So this is the second time he went to the same par. V'semich shtei yadav alav v'misvada. And he placed his two hands on it, he pressed down, and he did vidoy. V'kachay oimer. Ona Hashem, avisi pashati chatasi lefanecha, ani uvesi uvnei aron am kedoshecha. Avisi, as we've said, those are sins that are done bemezid, willfully. Pashati is sins that one rebels against Hashem. Chatasi is sins that are beshogeg. See, he was misvada for himself, for his bias, but now he's also being misvada for the Bnei Aaron, for all the other Kohanim. Now, what's interesting here, the Taz Yantav asked why the Rav didn't bring it the first time we spoke about this, why he waited till now, but the Rav brings up, there is a machlokes, what the order is, whether you say avisi pashati chatasi, it's kind of doesn't make sense a little bit, because if a person's already asking for a kapara for the more stringent ones, which are the avonis and the pshaim, which are done b'mezid, why is he then asking chatasi, which is shogeg, just like sort of out of order? But this nusach is the same nusach of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he says nosi avon v'fesha v'chata. And this is Rabbi Meir's Shita, that's the order that you're supposed to read it. However, the Rav says, we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. The Chum hold that you do it in a different order, which is the way David HaMelech did it in Tehillim, where David said, Chatanu Mavasenu Hevinu Vehirshanu. You go from the lowest to the highest. And that's what the Halacha is, the Rav says. And that what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Nosi Avon Vafesha Vechata, why did he say it in that order? The Gemara says that it was a bakasha that Hashem should make the Zidonos like the Shkagos. In other words, Hashem, please make the Avonus and the Pshom like a Chatas. That's how you have to read it. But Reb Kiveger asks, the end of the Pasuk there says, No Tzeches L'Alofim. And that's talking about Tshuva Mi'ava. And we know that Tshuva Mi'ava, when a person does Averus willfully, and then he does Tshuva out of love, not out of fear, it doesn't become a Chatas. It doesn't become like a Chatas. It turns into a mitzvah. So he leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun. He says he's seen others ask this question as well. And the Kohen continues, Ana Hashem, kaper na lavonis v'lapshom l'chatoim, atone for them, shavisi v'shapashati, v'shachatasi l'fanecha, ani uvesi v'nei arm, am kadoshecha, kakasu b'taris Moshe avdecha, kive yom azeh yichaper aleichem l'taris, chem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru, v'hein oinem achrov, boruch shem kvod malchusol yolom v'ad.